Psalm number 20. And we're all going to read it together, loud and clear, from the first verse to the last. The louder you read it, the louder your testimony. For the word of God is quick and powerful. If you're in Psalm 20, say yes. Are you ready now? Let's go. The Lord hear me in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend me. Send me help from the sanctuary and strengthen me out of Zion. Remember all my offerings and accept my burnt sacrifice. Grant me according to my own heart and fulfill all my counsel. We rejoice in the salvation, and in the name of our God we set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord's servant is anointed. You will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, may the King hear us when we call. Amen. Last Sunday we began to look at a message, the foundation of strange problems. We did not conclude that message. We want to conclude the message now. Also pray the concluding prayers. I'm believing God for somebody here that every mesmerizing problem and problems with strange tentacles that does not want to give you peace shall be buried alive this morning in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Last week, I began to tell you that in the battle of life, it is not the weapons you carry that is most important, but it is your strategy. Also, we discussed last week that in the school of success, information is the greatest asset. That information transforms a man, while lack of information demotes a man. And that when you lack the adequate spiritual information, you are just an accident waiting to happen. All this we discussed last week. And I described to you what we mean by strange trouble. That there are problems that are not familiar, uncommon, weird, strange. And we discussed that there are battles and there are battles. That when your battles are stronger than you, you will be wasted. And when you do not understand a battle, and it's strange to you, and you don't become strange yourself, you cannot address the strange battle. And that a mysterious battle needs a mysterious approach. A strange battle needs a strange approach. A deep problem needs a deep approach. Also, mysterious problems need mysterious prayers. Strange problems need strange prayers. Deep problems need deep prayers. All this we discussed last week. I told you last week that the fact that a man is carrying a gun and his hand is on the trigger, he does not determine where the bullet will go. That the fellow who will decide where the bullet will go is the one who has the muzzle. A person can put his hand on the trigger and somebody can grab the muzzle and turn it against him. That's why we pray by firing prayer. I pray that any enemy holding a gun against you shall turn it against themselves in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be very loud. Let your amen be loud. Can you raise up your right hand with a voice that is louder than that of anyone here? Please don't let anybody's voice overshadow your voice. If the voice of the next person to you is above your own, it means you are not trying hard enough. Immediately you begin to pronounce these words that I'm saying, if earthquake of reaction will be released from heaven, say, I demand my freedom. I command my freedom. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare loud and clear. Open your mouth and declare it. I demand my freedom. I command my freedom. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, I told you to pray.
Those soldiers are going about immediately.
Shout this loud and clear. The enemy will not stop me. Where is stop my parents? Can your voice be loud? In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare that one. The enemy will not stop you where he stopped my parents. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hand on your head. Say, my luggage in life shall not be pillow and firewood, but silver and gold. My luggage in life shall not be pillow and firewood, but silver and gold. My luggage in life shall not be pillow and firewood, but silver and gold. My luggage in life shall not be pillow and firewood, but silver and gold. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A loud amen. Let's sit down for a few minutes. There are some foundations that give rise to strange problems. There are some foundations that are destitute and very hard to break. Please listen carefully. The origin of a problem means the strangeness of the problem thereof. There are some foundations that if it is not resolved with deep prayers, the strange problem goes on. The strange problem goes on until it is addressed. One, what your ancestors worship can be the source of strange problems. Our forefathers did not serve God. They served the devil. Let's be honest about ourselves. We're not Americans, we're not British, we're Africans. So the ancestral worship of our foundation can be the source of very strange problems. Some of you might have heard me sharing this testimony before. It was in Abuja. In the early days when we were going there for ministration, we had a meeting like this. And as the meeting was to close, there was a word of knowledge. And I said, sister here, you are married to a serpent, but as from today, you shall see the serpent no more. There was a sister in that service. She was 39 years old. She was a virgin. Nobody has ever said, I love you. Even all those useless boyfriend, girlfriend of secondary school, nobody was interested in her. And she went on like that. She was at that meeting. She just said a dry amen. Because she didn't know that it was her. That's why I'm praying for somebody here. All the cleverly concealed problems, the enemies that are wearing masks, the masquerading trouble, shall be disgraced this morning in the name of Jesus. That amen is not loud enough. She did not know. Anyway, she got home from that meeting. She lived in the center of Abuja, in a four-story building, and she lived on the top floor. This was center of the city. No bush, no forest. She got home from the prayer meeting. As she entered into her bedroom, She found that there was an object on that bed covered with her bed clothes. She was afraid. She ran out and wanted to call the neighbors. Hey, something is on my bed. But the Spirit of God said to her, you're coming from Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry Prayer Meeting, and you're afraid? Go there. So she tiptoed to the bed and removed the clothes. Beloved, on that bed was a giant python. The head of the python was on a pillow, but the large beast was dead. Dead. It was so big, so massive, that it was not a question of bring the snake down. It's a question of drag the snake down. They dragged the snake down. 3 months later, she was married. All these 39 years, she did not know that she was married but a serpent. All these 39 years, she did not know that there was always a serpent sleeping on her bed which she could not see. That this is where the power of prayer comes in. That's why we keep saying that prayer and trouble, they are twin brothers. Prayer killed the python. And that was how a breakthrough came. When the sister saw what happened, she came to talk. We now ask her a question. Where do you come from? She described the place in the southern part of Nigeria. That in that place they worship snakes. Nobody kills a snake there. Now when a baby is born, a snake will come and wait for some time before the snake goes away. Kill a snake there, that will be trouble. That's where she came from. Perhaps you have come from a place too where there are things they are worshipping now which has been joined to your destiny, to which you are completely unaware. You don't know. I decree this morning that you be separated from that agenda. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud. The sister now took a step forward and invited a deliverance minister to the village. Crusade, crusade, crusade. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. And the people of the village gathered. Then this deliverance man was praying some prayers. After some time, he just took his microphone and shouted loud and clear, "As you, serpent power, be disgraced in the name of Jesus." There was plenty of pandemonium in that meeting. Practically everyone was crawling on the floor like a serpent. When they saw what happened, they grabbed the preacher and gave him the beating of his life. He ran out of their village. They would rather prefer to keep the serpent than to receive deliverance. So if I come from that kind of place where they love their chains, they want to remain in their chain, but you are from the place, don't be too surprised if the enemy is bringing a strange problem against your life. I decree again this morning that all ancestral chains shall be broken by fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Another foundation for strange trouble is idolatry. Idol worship. All forms of idol worship establishes a dark dominion for the enemy. Once there is idol worship at the background, it opens you to so many things that can cause trouble for you. The Bible says, they that worship them are like them. They have eyes, they cannot see. They have nose, they cannot breathe. There is no voice from their throat. So when a person comes from the foundation of idolatry, it will just appear as if you are existing, but you are not living. You exist, you are not living. Find life just passing you by. Because the Bible said, they that serve them, they are like them. They have eyes, they cannot see. They have nose, they cannot breathe. They have ears, they cannot hear. Neither is any voice coming from their mouth. So as far as the Bible is concerned, the foundation of idol worship will open you to a life of living, of just existing but not living. It will make that word of revelation to come to pass in a person's life. That says, thou hast a name that thou livest, but thou art dead. That's the name, that you are alive, but thou art dead. It's idolatry that gives rise to that. And this is why we encourage believers to start changing their names. Once you find that your name has to do with idolatry, change it. Because with that thing in your name, you are still heading for trouble. Third foundation for strange problems is satanic sexual friends. If you have slept with occultic people, you have slept with somebody with familiar spirit, who is a witch, who is a wizard, you have caged yourself. It will eventually give rise to strange trouble. It may even be the reason why you are suffering now. If, for example, before you even got born again, you have been going around prostitute, from one prostitute to the other, from one man to the other, right now you may be going through very strange tribulation that you yourself may not understand. A lot of young men, young women have been destroyed, and their destinies have been mortgaged in the market of life because of past sexual contact. Sex is not a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing. The Bible says you become one flesh with the person you sleep with. So it's a spiritual thing. You collect the demons of the person collects your own demons. Then you go to number two, collect that one demon, that one collects your demons. So the more you circulate yourself, or the more you are circulated, the more loaded you become. Negatively loaded. So that may be the reason why you are going through the troubles you are going through now. You need to repent before the Lord and cry unto the Lord. That is another foundation of strange problems. Foundation of strange problems. It's just like that sister praying for breakthrough, praying for marriage breakthrough, praying for career breakthrough, until one day she woke up at 12 midnight and prayed till 3 a.m. and a man in white garment stood before her. I said, "You have been praying very nice." Then say, "Look at this film," and a television screen showed up, and she saw herself as a young girl of 16 picking some money on the floor by the school compound. So do you see? Say, with that money you took, it's a spiritual dowry. You should not have picked that money. It does not belong to you. Since you took that money, you have accepted a marriage spiritually, and that was part of your dowry. So unless now you break that and make a restriction, you can never marry. Tell me, beloved, without the instrument of prayer, how will a woman of 39 know that something she did when she was 16 is what is affecting her now? Parents, you tell your children not to pick money on the floor. You may think it dropped for somebody, it may be from the spirit realm. And that caged that sister. She had to spiritually go back to her former school, and she held money. She tried to locate where she picked it and put it down there again. So, "Well, at the age of 16, I took money from there. I know it was wrong. God forgive me, but I use this as a point of contact and I break that yoke." I'm praying for someone here. Any mistake you have made as a child, that the enemy is now using as a weapon to fight your life, let the blood of Jesus cancel them. Let them be canceled. Let them be canceled. Let them be canceled. Let them be canceled. Let your amen be loud. In the name of Jesus. Another foundation for strange trouble is occultic or witchcraft parents. Once your parents are of the dark, oh, it will certainly affect your destiny unless you do something quick about it. Because that's the foundation from which you are coming. When you come from that kind of foundation, sometimes serving God will be so difficult. Prayer, difficult. Deliverance, difficult. Growing in grace, difficult. Because you have a foundation that is pulling you back from your parents. I'm praying for all those who are here today who come from dark parents. I pray that their rope will be breaking from your life. Their rope will be broken from your life. In the name of Jesus. It's what we call unconscious familiar spirit. The person is into a familiar spirit world and is completely unaware. Maybe faintly you can remember. One day one prophet came to pray in your house, or you went to the prophet to pray, and the prophet said, "This woman, this lady is Ogbanji, this one is for us familiar spirit." But you don't see anything. You don't see yourself in any meeting. So you conclude that they may be wrong. 99% of the time, those prophets are right. Because they themselves have familiar spirits. So they recognize their people when they see them. So if you're in that situation, maybe the reason why you're struggling now. Another foundation of strange problems, blood pollution. Once you allow your blood to be polluted, incisions on your body, cutting your body for whatever reason, and the enemy has access to your blood, can be the source of real problem for you. Deep problem for you. Another source of strange trouble is witch doctor consultation. Anytime you go to a witch doctor, you acquire spirits like guardian angels, and they'll be following the person about. Any consultation of those powers will of course create strange trouble for you. Another foundation of strange problems is committing abortion. Abortion is murder, and you never can tell who was killed. And so the blood of that baby will keep crying. And the function that that one is supposed to have come to perform, you have truncated it. Unless you do something, you make an atonement and pray and go for deliverance, you are likely to be suffering from serious frustration. All these are foundation of strange trouble, and we need to seriously pray against them. Another foundation of strange problems is what the Bible calls sexual perversion. Oral sex, anal sex, that perverts divine order. Masturbation, it perverts divine order. Lesbianism, divine order. They pervert divine order. Incest, all kinds of sexual perversion gives rise to strange trouble in people's lives. And many will not tell the minister what they have been doing. And the poor minister will be praying and praying and praying. Another foundation for strange problem is polygamy. This has destroyed people to an unimaginable level. A lot of black people have been completely destroyed by these powers. I'm praying for somebody here. Every agenda of polygamous witchcraft against your life shall be scattered in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen be loud. Let your amen be very loud. Another foundation for strange problems is placental manipulation. What they do to that placenta, some have been buried, they planted a tree on top of it. All kinds of strange things done to the placenta will certainly affect your destiny. Beloved, when these strange foundations are not dealt with, you don't deal with it completely, they will give rise to strange manifestations. The question is, what do we do? The first thing to do is to make God your friend. Surrender your life to Jesus. Second thing to do is to pray serious inquiry prayers. You ask questions. Why is this going on? Why is that going on? You keep praying those inquiry prayers. The third thing to do is to make restitution where it is necessary. Restitution where it is necessary and where it can be done. You need to make that restitution so that strange warfare will not come against you. I want you to understand this very well. Restitution. I know a person who almost got into serious trouble simply because of a bucket he stole in his former school and kept in the house. That almost cost him the whole of his life until he took it back after 10 years. Although the school did not use bucket at that time, but they took it from him. Restitution may be necessary. The next thing you should do is to now pray targeted prayers to deal with all this strange problem. I want you to understand this very well. If they are not addressed, they begin to harass the person completely. Strange manifestation. Strange spirit husband. Strange spirit wife. Strange business disorder. Strange disruption. When the strange problems are not addressed. This morning we have plenty of prayers to pray here. We need to pray that the voices of our foundation troubling our star should die. We need to pray against negative verdicts. We need to pray against hidden curses. We need to deal with every cleverly concealed ladder that brings enemies into our life. Very soon those prayers will start. And I want you to pray the way you've never prayed before here, because there is a purpose for this message. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. All eyes closed. Within the next few minutes, a lot of very strange transaction is going to take place. All that is required of you, just pray the prayers with aggression and with faith in your heart. Don't bother about what's happening around you. Just focus on your own agenda. The power of God will walk into the depth and cause the earthquake of deliverance to be released. And God's people shall be set free. The first prayer I want you to pray is, please don't joke with this. Every hidden curse of my family life. I say, sister, I need to pray this prayer. Sisters, can I hear you shouting this? Brothers, let me hear your voice. Everybody together now. Break by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Break by the blood of Jesus. Aha! Something is happening already. Jesus' name we pray. 57 persons will feel the fire of God flow into their stomach. As the fire flows into them, that your belly button may be very hot. Because certain things are being cut off from your life that will move your life forward. The fire has started. The fire is inside the stomach. No, nowhere. It's just the stomach. That's right. The yoke of inherited bondage. That which has passed on to you that is polluting your life. By the power of the Holy Ghost. It's being cut off now. By the power in the blood of Jesus. It's being cut off now. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. You must be released. Yes. The strange milk that you drank as a baby is now polluting your life. The fire in your stomach is pushing them out. That's right. Aha. With a loud voice, showing no mercy to the enemy at all, say, power of limitation. Is that the loudest you can shout it? Of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, deal with the powers limiting you. The power of limitation must release you, 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 must release you. Must release you, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Before next Sunday, there is somebody who has just prayed that prayer. The Lord said, I should tell you that He will give you the testimony that will shock your friends. That's right. Uh-huh. Now shout this again loud and clear. Glory killers. Hear the word of the Lord. My life is not your candidate. Yeah! In the Jesus. Be with the glory killers. In Jesus' name we pray.